Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. Our biweekly podcast serves as a subjective companion piece to my very objective financial reports. I'll be providing commentary on a host of issues here, and of course, three times a day, those very objective financial reports. This is an opportunity for me to share a few thoughts with you on the issues I think are critically important to all of us. For example, the role of religion in politics and politics in religion. We're now fewer than 40 days away from November's critically important midterm election, and the campaign volume is rising. You probably noticed. The political strategists, campaign managers, and partisan savants will be working overtime now to excite their conservative, liberal, Republican, Democratic bases, trying to get most of us who've registered to vote to actually go to the polls. As in election years past, they're going to have a lot of help. And not just from labor unions, PACs, and those 527 groups like MoveOn.org and Progress for America. Oh no, we're going to be treated to something akin to, and as close as we should expect to get to, divine intervention. Evangelical Christians, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, and Mormons, all getting rowdy already, not only on their respective pulpits, but in the mail, on the air, and certainly on the campaign trails. Now I know you're thinking, this is America. What's religion doing in politics? And what's politics doing in religion? Don't we have separation of church and state? Well, as it turns out, they're doing just about everything. The politically correct orthodoxy would prefer you and I not take notice, however. The First Amendment of our Constitution declares Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But the devil's in the details, if you will. And the often demonized Internal Revenue Service has taken up the issue where other federal agencies and branches of government have feared to tread. This summer, the IRS sent out a warning letter to more than 15,000 churches and tax-exempt organizations throughout the country. The letter is meant to serve notice that any sort of politicking could endanger their tax-exempt status. The IRS discovered a disturbing amount of intervention by religious groups and national politics in 2004, determining nearly five dozen churches and charities violated laws against political activities, and there are now 40 active investigations into the politicking of various churches. The mixture of religion and politics is on public display throughout the country. We hardly need an investigation. The Mormon Church, which rolled out the red carpet for Mexican President Vicente Fox, embraces illegal immigrants in the state of Utah and helped pro-amnesty incumbent Congressman Chris Cannon with a Get Out the Vote campaign. Apparently nobody in the federal government is too concerned that the Catholic Church has repeatedly lobbied on behalf of millions of illegal aliens and their supporters for wholesale amnesty and open borders. Until the Supreme Court ordered him to, the head of the Los Angeles Archdiocese, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, didn't think he should cooperate with the law when it came to divulging information on priests who had been accused of pedophilia. And he believes it's entirely correct to encourage his parishioners to civil disobedience in the case of legislation that secures our borders and punishes those who cross them illegally. The cardinal disavows the will of the people in opposition to current law. Ironically, he's now spearheading a drive to register 1 million new voters by 2008. Where he'll find them, only heaven knows. The role of religion in politics and the role of politics in religion in this country has never deserved more attention and merited more intense examination than now. Religion is dominant in the lives of most Americans. The latest Gallup poll reveals nearly two-thirds of us are members of a church or synagogue, and about a third of us attend church or synagogue at least once a week. Surveys show as many as 250 million Americans call themselves Christian. 70 million of us describe ourselves as evangelicals. Clearly, Christian Americans could dominate our political system, and many argue that the outcome of the 2004 presidential election was determined by Catholic voters who shunned Catholic candidate Senator John Kerry and bolstered born-again President George W. Bush by a margin of 52% to 47%. What is the constitutional and appropriate role of religion in our political lives? Reverend Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State says there are definite limits. What houses of worship cannot do under federal law is to endorse or oppose candidates for public office. They may not use their resources to intervene in a partisan race. Houses of worship cannot become cogs in anyone's political machine. But isn't that exactly what is happening today? Some churches and nonprofits have become extensions of both Democratic and Republican political message machines at both the local and national level. The intrusion of religion into our political lives, in my opinion, should be rejected in the same fashion that we constitutionally guarantee government will not interfere with religion. The issue is far too important to be left to the sole judgment of an agency, in this case the Internal Revenue Service, and it's time for all of us to examine closely, both in our communities and in our Congress, just what separation of church and state really means to us and to the nation. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, please send us an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.